This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. While no burn bans have been ordered here, the Forest Service is issuing warnings against outdoor burning in the mountains and southeastern North Carolina. The combination of the drought and low humidity are creating dangerous wildfire conditions. Columbus County is still roughly 7 inches below average annual rainfall. The prosecution is expected to rest Thursday in the triple murder case against Demarius Washington. District Attorney John David said Washington and another man were charged after a five-year-old and his parents were shot to death in a robbery on Brittany Lane near Wavell in 2019. The killing was the third time in history that three people were killed in a single incident in Columbus County. The case is now in its fourth week. Three Columbus County deputies were recognized recently for saving the lives of children. Sergeant Caleb Fonville, Corporal Chris Cotton, and School Resource Deputy R.J. Fowler were honored at the annual department meeting. Cotton performed CPR on an infant in a Clarendon home last year until rescue arrived. Fonville helped extract a toddler who was stuck in a heating vent in a Georgia Pacific home last month. And Fowler was on duty at Wavell High School when he performed emergency first aid on a student who was choking. Two pieces of legislation that are moving forward in the General Assembly are drawing fire from Governor Josh Stein and the Democrats. Companion bills that prohibit diversity, equity, and inclusion practices have passed both the House and the Senate. Another pair of bills will prevent the Attorney General of North Carolina from participating in any lawsuit against presidential executive orders without permission of the General Assembly. Stein and his predecessor, Roy Cooper, were both attorneys general before moving to the governor's seat. Cooper and Stein each filed or joined lawsuits on behalf of the state of North Carolina against national issues that were supported by Republicans in the legislature and by former Republican Governor Pat McCrory. A Clarendon teen was arrested after allegedly threatening his girlfriend with a knife and later offering to fight the entire sheriff's office. James Huggins, age 18, was being processed for domestic violence and communicating threats when he reportedly told deputies that he consumed 2/5 of liquor and that was enough for him to take on all the deputies. They apparently didn't take him up on the offer. He was held under no bond. The 15th annual Southern Farm Days kicks off Friday at the Boys and Girls Home Farm at Lake Waccamaw. There'll be antique tractors and farm equipment, animals, entertainment, a tractor pull, and so much more. We'll be providing live coverage via Columbus County TV all 3 days of the event. You can also follow us right here at columbuscountynews.com. The Wall That Heals needs volunteers for its visit to the Veterans Memorial Park in April. Angela Norris of the park crew said that 200 volunteers are needed to serve four-hour shifts around the clock, as well as helping set up and tear down the display. Hundreds of veteran motorcycle club members will escort the wall through Wavell on April 23rd. The wall is a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., and also includes an education center. See the story on our website for more information and to find out how you can sign up. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.